Oh, man, I'm in good grief. That's good. I like Brother Mike preaching last night. He said, I hadn't been, what was he said? He said, I hadn't done something for God. And I said, that's the truth. And everybody looked at me like, why'd you say that? Because that's the truth. That's the truth about him. It's the truth about me. Amen. Red light good?
Yes, sir.
That means good. Usually that means stop. I heard a state trooper. If you heard this, laugh and act like you heard it before. I had never heard it before. Heard a state trooper come up on a bad wreck day before yesterday. He got up out of the wreck, and everybody was dead. Two women and one man, they's all dead. And there was a monkey laying there on the ground. The monkey was alive. The trooper said, what in the world happened here? And he says, nobody knows. They're all dead. And one of them said, well, maybe we can communicate with that monkey a little bit. Sometimes you can talk to animals, and they can kind of understand you. So I don't look at me like that. If you can talk to a rock, you can talk to a monkey. Amen. So that trooper, he looked at them two women. He said, he looked at that monkey and he said, what were those women doing when the car wrecked? And the monkey goes, said, oh, they were talking, huh? Monkey goes, yeah. He said, well, what was he doing when the car wrecked the man? And the monkey goes, he said, he was drinking, huh? Drunk. Monkey goes, yeah. And he said, well, what was you doing when it wrecked? And the monkey said, All right. Well, I appreciate that. All right, if you'll turn your Bible. It could happen. Acts chapter 27. And then we will get 1 Timothy. First Timothy chapter 1. I appreciate this is our last night here, Lord willing, for a while. That's the truth, amen. We're going back in the morning and got an early flight and getting out of here. So we want to thank you for all the food, for all the favors, for all the fellowship. When we're here, we don't act any different here than we act anywhere else, do we, boys? Because we feel like we're home here. And this is just the way you act around people you love, amen? And we appreciate your pastor and his wife and family. We appreciate this church and glad to be here tonight. Father, thank you for your mercy. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray, dear God, you give us the words to say. I pray you give us the power to say it, Father. Lord, you know what this will amount to without you, Father. No kidding. It won't be much. Dear God, I pray for your hand. I pray for your touch. Pray, dear God, Father, you not let me stand up here alone. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray you move it in and out the aisles. Dear God, I know there's folks here tonight that need this because our folks need it. And I pray, Lord God, you might help somebody with it tonight in the precious name of Jesus Christ, my Savior. Amen. Amen. 1 Timothy there in Acts chapter 27. Acts chapter 27, verse 42 said the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners lest any of them should swim out and escape. Paul and them are in a shipwreck here. Paul told them not to sail, but nobody ever listens to the preacher, so they sailed anyway. And they got out there, and they got in a storm, and they wrecked the ship and almost drowned and killed every one of them. Verse 43 said, but the centurion willing to save Paul kept them from their purpose and commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land. And the rest, some on board, some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. Now, if you'll turn your Bible to 1 Timothy, and I'll start reading there in verse 16. Paul and him was in the biggest shipwreck that's ever mentioned in the Bible. And they got in on pieces of the ship, torn in a million pieces. The vessel they had was completely destroyed, and they made it safe to land. They got on land, and the barbarians took care of them. The barbarians had food for them. They dressed their wounds. They gave them something to drink. They cared for them. And then in the middle of all that, a snake comes out and bites Paul and almost kills him again. And he makes it through that too, and they eventually get on their purpose. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16 says this, "Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to everlasting life. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went on before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme." Now, Paul says here that some of them made shipwreck. And if anybody knows about shipwrecks, Paul would. He's the worst one in history up to this time. Terrible wreck. And Paul said some people make shipwreck. And I won't preach about that for just a few minutes tonight. This is what I call my redneck sermon. And most of my sermons are redneck sermons. Amen. I'm not going to teach you any great doctrinal truths here tonight. I'm going to try to do something that might be a help to you. And preachers every day, preachers are going everywhere now, and they're preaching to the head, not the heart. And they try to teach you some great thing. Well, what you really need is some of the hell preached out of you. It might help you on down the road a little bit. And so that's where we wound up tonight. Amen. And praise God for the message there. Brother Mark preached, man, I about got me a shouting fit there. But shouting's probably over right now for a little bit. So if you'll give me a few minutes' attention, we will get to this. The Bible says here, brother and sister, that a Christian can wreck. The wreck Paul's talking about is spiritual. It's not physical. But he said a Christian can wreck. He said some of them made shipwreck. Now, I don't know nothing about shipwreck, but I've seen a lot of car wrecks. And I can tell you how those things take place, brother and sister, and some of them are pretty close. Not trying to hurt anybody here tonight. Matter of fact, I hope it'll help somebody. The wrecks I want to deal with are spiritual too. But I've seen some wrecks, brother and sister, and I'm telling you, car wrecks and spiritual wrecks have much in common. Say, how do you know? I'll show you in a minute. But I'm going to talk about the similarities. Now, a Christian here tonight, you can wreck. My soul, you can wreck your testimony. I did. I ruined mine. Took a long time to get it back. You can wreck your life. I got a young man out in Oklahoma right now of our church in prison doing, I think, 20 years. You can wreck your life. If mom and daddy, anybody want to go see him, they got to go talk to him through a glass. You can wreck your life. You can wreck your home. Got a man up in the hills right now who wrecked his home with alcohol, tore it all to pieces. Now his wife's gone, the kid's gone, the business gone, home's gone. There ain't nothing there where that home used to sit anymore. It's gone. You can wreck your church. Got a friend over in Tennessee, just wrecked his church. Got involved with a lady in the church. He's pastor of the church. Tore it all to pieces, a million pieces. But if you think a Christian can't wreck, you got a mental problem. You can wreck, buddy. I'm telling you, I'll get into this thing here in a minute. Now, I was saying this thing, don't get to pointing fingers or anything, because ain't nobody saved by the grace of God in this building that don't have a dent or two. I mean, everybody's got a scratch or a dent somewhere along the way, and you can too. You say, why do people wreck, Brother Jim? I don't know why they wreck. I think some of them are just the wrong place at the right time. And they wreck. You ever see a car wreck? Where they just happen to be at the right place at the wrong time, or wrong place at the right time. Most of them wreck by going too fast. I've got five guys out of my church that wreck going too fast. Couldn't wait till God gave them a work. They had to have a work right now. They couldn't wait on God to seize them and teach them some sense. They had to go right now. Say, what happened? They wrecked. I don't take no pleasure in that. They wrecked. I wish they hadn't. But they wrecked, going too fast. You know, some of them trust their brakes too much, and they wreck. Some of you young people in here, you know what you're going to do? You're going to trust your brakes too much, and you're going to wreck. You're going to say, I can stop when I want to, can you? I know what I'm doing. I know when to quit, do you? You're trusting your brakes too much. You can't always stop when you want to. Most people wreck because they trust their brakes too much. Some just don't keep their eye on the road. My God, watch where you're going. Amen. Watch where you're walking. Amen. Watch who you're walking with. Amen. People can wreck, brother and sister. I know a few things about wrecks, and I'm going to talk about them for just a minute here. And here's what I know. Like I said, this is my redneck sermon. I got one on riding on flat. That's redneck. I got one fast cars and fast women. That's redneck. I'll preach that sometime. If I could find that, I'd preach it right now. I wouldn't. Here's what I know about wrecks. Brother and sister, they come in all sizes. I've seen wrecks, boy, just little bitty fender benders. I've seen people have wrecks and just a little old bitty dent in the side. Matter of fact, you could just about pop it out with your hand. You couldn't even tell they wrecked next week. Next week, you couldn't even hardly tell they wrecked at all. Just a little fender bender. It can be straightened out real easy. See them a couple weeks later, you can't tell they ever wrecked. Right. Yeah. Praise God. If you got a wreck, that's the way to wreck. Yeah. Amen. If you got to do something stupid, that'd be the way to do it. Amen. Then I've seen a few, brother and sister, that were total. Man, I've seen some wrecks where the driver walked away, but the vehicle was completely destroyed. Yeah. I mean gone for good. I've seen a wreck where they could never use that vessel again for anything. Buddy, it's tore all to pieces. Never be used again. I've seen some wreck. I've seen big ones. I've seen little ones. And I've seen all in between. You say, well, Brother Jim, I might have wrecked a few times. But, buddy, I didn't wreck like Sister So-and-so here at the church did. Good grief. She tore. Man, she messed up. Well, I'm out of wreck, but I didn't wreck like him or him or him. Yeah, I've got my problems at church. I got my sins in like you. But, buddy, I didn't wreck the wreck they made. Well, you may not have, but when the trooper comes out to a wreck, it don't make no difference. Big one, little one, whatever. Did you know it all goes on your record? Buddy, they're going to do a report either way. And you're going to give an account for it either way. Amen. Well, at least mine wasn't as bad as theirs. No, but it's still on your record, boys. Amen. They're going to file a report. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ that everyone may receive the things done in his body. I mean, whether it be good or bad, there's going to be a report. Well, at least I didn't wreck as bad as so-and-so. I wouldn't tout that too much if I was you. And let me tell you something else, too, about so-and-so that wrecked. They may have done something stupid and made a big mess. And they may have been trying to do something good and made a big mess. You say, well, it don't matter. They still made a mess. Let me tell you something. Don't you brag. I've been going here 20 years and never wrecked. I've been going here 20 years, never had a dent. Well, listen, if you just go out every day in your yard and crank your car up in the driveway, rev it up a little bit, and turn it off and go back in the house, you ain't likely a wreck. You ain't done nothing. You ain't tried nothing. How in the world would you get a wreck? Brag, I ain't never had a wreck. I ain't never done nothing. I've seen some wrecks, brother and sister, where nobody survived. Fatal. I had a family that lived two houses down from me on a gravel road in Tennessee. Went to town, five of them. Went to town, had a little wreck on the way back. He had one dent in the driver's door, about that wide, about that tall. The only dent in the whole car. Killed all five of them. Gone. We had some friends down in Bogota, Tennessee there one day where he's at, had a wreck, and four or five of them killed the car, cut their car in half. The only thing holding that car together is a piece of chrome between the back door and front door. That's the only thing held that car together. Killed them all over. None of them survived. Yep. I've seen Christians wreck, brother and sister. I've seen Christians wreck and never get past it. I got a friend who just died over in Tennessee, just died with cancer, but he wrecked his Christian life, man. He got out of church, got mad at God, got mad at the preacher. He wrecked his life and made a mess, and he never made it back. Dead and gone out into eternity. He never recovered. Didn't survive. None of them survived. I got a girl over in Tennessee right now, and she used to be married to my brother, and she used to go soul winning with my wife. They were soul winning partners. I couldn't count the people they've led to the Lord together. They go pass out tracts, and buddy, she'd shout her out. She'd cry. She'd shout. Boy, she'd shout the victory. There wasn't nobody in the building any more saved than she is right now. She's just as saved as anybody in this building. And she got back out with the old crowd through college. Got to running with the single girls again. Got on the dope again. Got on the alcohol again. Got out of church. Divorced her husband. Left everybody she loved. So what happened to her? Years so later, her husband abused her. She got enough of it. She caught him in a bathtub and shot him 3 times. A shotgun killed him. Went to work 3 days after she killed him. Every day, went to work for 3 days, him laying in the bathtub dead. Went to work, eat her lunch, come back home, eat her supper, and go back to work the next day. So where's she at now? Life in a penitentiary for women over in Tennessee? Right? She never recovered. I mean, they're all lost. Never got over it. Yeah. Got a friend over there who tore his whole family up and never recovered. They're both dead now. Gone out into eternity. None of them survived. I've seen some wrecks where nobody survives. Yeah. Yeah. Seen some.
Yeah.
Got a friend. None of them survived. Say, what happened? Oh, if they'd come back to the Savior. If they had came back to the Savior, he could have repaired it.
Yeah.
I don't care how bad they wrecked. If they came back to the Savior, he could have fixed it.
Amen.
He could have made it right again. I don't care how bad you wrecked out there tonight. If you come back to Jesus Christ, he'll straighten it out.
Amen.
He'll get you back on the road again.
Amen.
But you got to come back. He can straighten out the hopeless.
Amen.
He can repair the impossible.
Amen.
See him do it. He can make you better than you was before. Brother Jim Brawl's got a 52 Ford, is it, pickup? 51 Ford pickup. Man, that thing is beautiful. Looks just like it did, man, when it come off showroom floor. But I think he's got a 351 in it, don't he? And air conditioning. They didn't have that in 51. Buddy, when he fixed her up, he fixed it better than it was before. And God will do that with your wreck if you'll come back to him. Make it better than it was. But some, brother and sister, wreck so bad, they never make it back. I wish they did. But some of them I've seen, I know some right now, they never made it back. They wrecked their lives and never got past it. Know some. I'll tell you something else I know about wrecks. I've seen a lot of innocents hurt in a wreck. That wreck I was telling you about up there on the hill where the 5 of their family members got killed, a little girl named Novella and her sister named Anita Rose, 2 and 3 years old. They's in that car. Their uncle was driving too fast, driving way too fast, couldn't make the curve. But them little girls got killed, and that car broke their necks. Boy, had a funeral up there for them, had a little white coffin here about that long, had another one on that side about that long. Had a double funeral service for them little old girls. Say, what'd they do wrong? They didn't do nothing. They was just riding with somebody who was going too fast. They were just riding with somebody who wrecked.
Yeah.
A lot of innocent people get hurt when you wreck.
Yeah.
It ain't just about you. Mom and dad, you be careful. Them kids didn't do nothing wrong. Mom and dad, you be careful fighting it out, fussing and cussing. You be careful. Them little kids didn't do nothing wrong. When you wreck, you'll hurt them too. You'll hurt your church. You'll hurt your family. Hurts everybody when you wreck.
Amen.
Bible says no man lives to himself and no man dies to himself.
Amen.
You'll affect somebody.
Yep.
Seen a man take his whole family out of church one time. What happened to him? Wrecked. As far as I know, they're not in church today anywhere.
Yep.
Seen a woman split a church one time. She never recovered. Where's she at now? Dead. Got cancer a few months later. Dead. Gone. I seen a little hollow-eyed boy at a church one time, and I think he was a bus kid, but he sat there and his eyes was dark and dark circles around him, and his eyes sunk real far back in his head. You can tell he didn't get enough food. You can tell he didn't have the best life in the world. Say, what happened to him? He didn't do nothing wrong. Somebody wrecked. Brother said he's hurt in that shape because somebody wrecked. That's the problem. I had a man stepping out on his wife and had been for a while, come in and told me all about it in my office. And his wife was in the next office. And she was waiting over to hear from me. And I said, you go over there and you tell her what you've done. You go over there and you tell her everything that's going on. And you tell her the truth. He went over there in a few minutes and I heard a shriek, boy, I'm telling you. I heard a cry sound like an animal dying. I heard a woman shriek and cry and bawl and squall, heart tore clean out of her. So what'd she do wrong? Nothing. She was innocent. She hurt in pain because somebody wrecked. We got grannies over there right now, and you got grannies right here, no doubt. We got grannies over right now all over Tennessee and all over Arkansas that are raising kids and bringing kids to Sunday school because mom and daddy wrecked. Granny has to raise them. Granny has to feed them. Granny has to take care of them because somebody wrecked. A lot of innocent people get hurt when you wreck. You don't wreck by yourself. I seen a friend of mine. His name was Dub. I'll just put it that way. I won't say no more. But I seen his kids, boy, without proper clothes. I seen them without enough food to eat to get through the week. I seen other kids at school laugh at them for what they'd wear to school. I went to school with both of them boys. I seen them get laughed at because of what they had and what they had to deal with. Say, what happened? Daddy was a drunk, a wino, took every dime the family had. Say, what happened? They were in that shape because daddy wrecked. I've seen a lot of innocent people get hurt by wrecks. You may take somebody with you. I'll say this. It's the fear of every pastor is to hear somebody wrecked. No mama or daddy wants that call in the middle of the night that says there's been a wreck. Mr. So-and-so, Miss So-and-so, there's been a wreck. It's the fear of every mom and daddy. It's the fear of every pastor. We go home from church sometime. We'll head to town to eat something, to Pizza Hut or something, and we'll see blue lights down there in the road as we're going to town. I said, man, I hope nobody's wrecked. We'll see an ambulance go by the church when we're ready to turn out church. When people are going home from church and we had left it, we'll see an ambulance wheel down the road. Me and Gail, man, I hope nobody's wrecked. I hope it ain't nobody we know that's wrecked. That just killed me. I get the phone. Sometimes my phone rings. When my phone rings after midnight, between midnight and daylight, man, my stomach turns over every time it rings. And almost without fail, it's bad. Almost without fail, it's something terrible. And many times I've got calls where people wreck spiritually. But sometimes I get calls where they wreck physically too. Nobody wants that. Some of you right here, I know some of you a little bit now, and some of you young people, I know some of you a little bit now, and I know a few over here a little bit now, and I like you. I ain't buttering you up for nothing. I ain't got to butter you up. I just like you. Did you? It would break my heart if Brother Ryman ever told me you wrecked. Mom and Dad, young people, it would kill me if he told me something you wrecked. After what you've had right here, it would break my heart to hear that you wrecked, but it would kill him. Brother and sister, it's the fear of every pastor to know somebody wrecked. It would break their heart, great or small, scrape or collision. It would kill them to hear that you wrecked. You know what the preacher say sometimes? He say, you keep riding with them, you're going to wreck. You don't listen to him. You know what he'd say? Preacher say, you keep driving like that, you're going to wreck. My daddy tell me, he said, son, you keep driving like that, you're going to wreck, you fool. You know what preacher tell you? You keep running like you're running, you're going to wreck. You don't pay him no mind. You know what we got in here? We got a bunch of buddies scratched and dent. Some of you been totaled a few times. But we got a bunch of Christians in here who have took their licks, boy. Hey, you're not the only one. We've had our dents and scratches too. We ain't no better than you are, but for God's sake, why don't you get some help? Why don't you come ask God to straighten it out? Why don't you ask God to fix it? My prayer, brothers and sisters, that you don't wreck. We've had some leave our church in the past few years and wreck, boy, I mean wreck royally. Yeah. Say, well, you told them. I take no pleasure in that whatsoever. Yeah. I don't take no pleasure. Yeah. They messed their life up just like I told them they was going to mess it up. They did it just the way I told them it was going to happen. Yeah. You say, well, at least I take no pleasure in that at all. I wish to God they never wrecked. I wish they'd made it back without wrecking. I want to tell you something else about wrecks that I know. You know, a wreck, it'll make the papers. I mean, man, it will make the news. It'll be the talk of the town when there's a wreck. Do you know when there's a wreck, people stop and look? They can't help it. They'll stop and look. That sometimes they'll drive out to where the wreck happened to see. I've seen them do it. They'll do that. And you know, the bigger the wreck, the more they'll talk. Man, you should have seen what I seen. Boy, if some of you tonight were to mess up, if some of you tonight were to wreck right now, do you know some of you, your family would whisper? It'd be the talk of the family. Do you hear what so? They've been on us all the time about our life. Look what happened to them. Wasn't much to them, was it? They were all talk.
Yeah, that's right.
Some of your I know families. Some of my family would. Amen. Yours would too.
Amen.
The community would talk.
Yeah.
Did you hear what happened at Faith?
Right.
Did you hear what happened down at Brother Ryman's church? My God, did you hear what so-and-so did?
Yep.
It'd be the talk of the community, boy. Right. And God's enemies would rejoice.
That's right.
Hey, there'd be some, if you wreck tonight, there'd be some glad to hear it.
Yep.
I hate to tell you that.
Yep. True.
There'd be some Christians glad to hear it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I know you don't like that.
Yep.
But there'd be some Christians that would take pleasure in knowing that you wrecked.
Yep.
Did you hear about so-and-so down at Brother Ryman's? Woo! Now listen, nobody's perfect. Everybody's had a dent or two. But if you've had a dent, you've had a wreck, don't drive around 2 years without fixing it.
Amen.
Don't drive around for 2 years with a dent in your fender where everybody see it.
Yeah,
fix the stupid thing.
Yeah.
Don't let everybody in the world know you wrecked. Fix it.
Amen.
Tonight, you can come down here and fix it.
Yeah.
Or you can go out those doors with the same dent you came in with. It's up to you.
Yeah.
But you can fix it. Get back to the potter's hands. He'll take care of it. I want to say this, and I'll quit real quick. Wreck looks final sometimes when you wreck. Paul then went inshore in 1,000,000 pieces. Boy, don't you know they thought that was over, but it wasn't over. You're still here.
Amen.
Say, Brother Jim, I've wrecked, but you're still here.
Amen.
So God's evidently going to give you a chance to fix it.
Yes,
you're still here.
Amen.
And I'll tell you something, he'll supply your need after a wreck.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He had those heathen there to take care of them and meet their needs. Even after you wreck, God will still take care of you.
Yes, amen.
Say, I've made a mess, Brother Jim. Well, come on, the Lord will still take care of you.
Amen.
He'll fix the dents.
Amen.
Come on back. And he's not done with you.
Amen.
In Acts 27, Paul, he said, don't worry, you've got to go testify before Caesar. I got things for you to do, boy.
Amen.
He's not done with you just because you're right.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
The world will tell you you're through failure.
Yeah.
Christians will tell you you're through. There ain't no recovering from that.
Yeah.
Oh, listen to the blessed brethren sometime. The devil will tell you you're through.
Yeah. Yeah.
God never lets you do anything again. And you will tell you you're through.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't need me. I made a mess. Blah, blah, blah. And remember this before I go. Brother and sister, after the big wreck, after everything, God got them some help, got them healed up,
amen,
got them patched up,
yep,
and then a snake came out and bit Paul.
Yep.
Hey, brother and sister, thank God he's got you through another wreck.
Amen.
Thank God he's got you here tonight.
Yeah.
But hey, there'll always be another snake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somewhere down the line, there'll always be another snake. Stay on guard. Just because God got you this far, don't you think you can take your guard down? There'll always be another snake. And here's what I want you to get tonight if you don't get nothing else. The Bible said the heathen there, when Paul got bit, said they watched him to see if he would die, swell and die. Brother and sister, there's people watching you. They're watching to see how you do after a wreck. Some would get satisfaction seeing you wreck. Don't do it. But there's others watching too. There's people watching you that love you. They look up to you. Some of them are trying to learn from you. Some of them will shape their Christian life after you. And boy, they're watching to see if you wreck. And if you do wreck, they're watching to see how you handle it. You know who's watching you? Your wife, your kids, your husband, those on your pew, your neighbors. Don't let them down, brother and sister. Ain't nobody ain't had a dinner to, but man, you can come tonight and have it fixed. You can come down here and God, boy, he'll buff that thing out and polish that thing up again and give you another go. He puts you back on the road. Would you stand?